Lots going on at the NCAA. The big story with the NCAA today, the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, unanimously affirmed a ruling that provides for an incremental increase in how college athletes can be compensated. Also, opens the door for some future legal challenges, etc. This has to do with antitrust, and really because, you know, we're a sports station, we're kind of wondering how this will affect, you know, college athletics moving forward. We're not quite sure yet, but we need to understand what this ruling is all about. Kevin, I checked with him. He doesn't have a law degree.
You know, I just missed out. I didn't finish one prerequisite. I'm pretty sure that was the only reason I didn't get it.
I did. Poli-Sci Wazoo, but unlike most of the people, I did not take the LSAT because I was done. School over. Thanks for coming.
Smart.
But I know a guy that does have a law degree. It's our guy. But met him way back in 06. Save Our Sonics with Brian Robinson and company, and I met this gentleman. He was kind of their attorney and kind of helping them wade through the waters as well as being a big sports fan. And it's been a while since we've had him on the show, but my man Paul Schneiderman joins us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. It's been a while. How are you, sir?
Ian, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and talk to Kevin as well.
It's not a pleasure to talk to Kevin, but that's fine. You're good at fitting, so nobody like
wow.
Oh, no, it is.
Man, I don't know what I did here.
It's good talking to Kevin. All right, Paul, walk us back through this. What is this ruling all about? What does this ruling today mean when the U.S. Supreme Court affirms a ruling that basically, you know, says that the NCAA was violating antitrust law?
Ian, let me take a stab at this one. I texted earlier today that the NCAA got punched in the jaw. I think they got punched in the jaw today, but I'm not sure their jaw was broken, if I can use an analogy. Basically, the U.S. Supreme Court held that the NCAA still has discretion to determine education-related benefits for student-athletes, but the restrictions that they were seeking became illegal under federal antitrust law. So like a lot of court decisions have their nuances. That's the nuance here. NCAA still has some discretion, but an NCAA code that restricts education-related benefits is a problem.
So if we look at it from that standpoint, some of the restrictions are the limits, I guess. It's limits that the NCAA allows schools to give to athletes. Those limits do they still exist or not?
Well, the good question, Ian. The Supreme Court is still giving the NCAA discretion to decide what types of benefits they can limit. But the Supreme Court, like a lot of court decisions, was not specific in what benefits they can limit and cannot limit. So I think there's a possibility we could be litigating this whole thing again at some point. But the Supreme Court clearly held the NCAA's restrictions are illegal under federal antitrust law. Now, here's one thing in this case. Justice Kavanaugh's concurring opinion was pretty explosive. A concurring opinion is where the judge is saying, or justice is saying, I agree with the majority, but for a different reason. Kavanaugh, listen to this. He thinks that all NCAA-related financial restrictions may violate federal antitrust law. And he ends his concurring opinion with, the NCAA is not above the law.
Wow. So, but that's just one of the justices. That's Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He's the only one that said that, taking that harder line. So that's just his opinion, but that's not the actual ruling, correct? Because that did get a lot of headlines today.
Yeah, you're right, Ian. It's a concurring opinion, meaning that it was like a separate majority opinion. But the NCAA really was upset with Kavanaugh's thinking on that. It goes to show that once somebody gets on a high court, they may surprise people on some of their decision-making. So I think it's interesting that came from Kavanaugh today.
Paul Schneiderman joining us. He's an attorney that we've been having on the show off and on for a long time, going back to our Save Our Sonic days today. It's a 9-0 vote, by the way. And does that mean anything, the fact that it was unanimous?
Ian, you know, you may have just read my mind on that question you have. I think it's significant it's unanimous. It means that there's such a philosophical split on the Supreme Court that all of the justices, the liberal leading ones and the conservative leading ones, ultimately shut down the NCAA today. So Clarence Thomas and Elena Kagan were on the same page in this case. So I think it's interesting for a high-profile case like this that it's a unanimous decision. The Supreme Court actually has more unanimous decisions than people actually realize. It's one of the hot-button issues that that seem to get most publicity. But still, I think it's significant that the Supreme Court unanimously basically told the NCAA, sorry, you guys can't do this.
It's interesting you mentioned, too, and I'll wrap it up this, Paul, is that basically they said ample latitude to make rules that are best suited. So I'm wondering if there is that latitude for the NCAA today. How significant was this? Again, it's a great headline, Supreme Court rules against the NCAA. But if the NCAA still has some latitude, Paul, how significant in your mind is this ruling today?
Well, I think the Supreme Court isn't going to micromanage the NCAA's decision-making and how to define certain education or the benefits. But now the NCAA knows, the highest court in the land has said, you cannot per se restrict them. So there's going to be some interesting stuff going on. Maybe UW will tell a student athlete. We're going to have Steve Ballmer speak in a business class. There's all sorts of examples where conferences should probably have some more latitude now in terms of setting up education with the benefits for athletes.
Paul, one thing that I don't know. I know this isn't a civics class, but for Supreme Court rulings, they don't really come along with any sort of, like, when we think about a court ruling on something, normally you think that's going to come with some sort of punishment or something that happens. What happens when the Supreme Court rules on something like this case?
Yeah, that's a good question, Kevin. I would kind of interpret this case as the Supreme Court is giving a guideline on what the NCAA cannot do, but they're also saying we will give the NCAA discretion how they want to define certain things surrounding education-related benefits. And the Supreme Court was pretty clear today, with the exception of Kavanaugh's concurring opinion, that this is a fairly narrow decision involving education-related benefits. But guys, look at U.S. history. A lot of cases started off kind of small and then ended up pretty big. I mean, on civil rights and all sorts of issues.
Interesting, yeah, because there's education benefits. And your thought is, Paul, to wrap it up, this might just be the tip of the iceberg. We'll see some more rulings and court cases coming.
I think NCAA is getting a lot of scrutiny now on their business model. They actually quoted a guy who was on my show on Rainier Avenue Radio, Andrew Zimbalist. Zimbalist says the NCAA should be completely broken up. So I think the NCAA is being watched very, very carefully in a lot of things that they're up to.
Paul, great stuff. You mentioned, I've been on your podcast. Tell people about your podcast. It's fun.
Oh, thanks, Ian. It's called Sports Untold. It's on the Rainier Avenue Radio Network in Seattle. And it was a pleasure to have you on last year, Ian.
I'll do it anytime, my man. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you down the road, Paul. Take care.